The reason why I am making the case for the levy, and I am, Cathaoirleach, conscious of all of the risks that the deputy is referring to, because I accept they are there. But the greater risk is to be able to pretend to the country that the money is there to meet every vital need, and the MICA need is vital, but that there will be no consequences or no risks that flow from it. I want to, and I stand with you, in rebuilding the homes and making a difference to those families who've been afflicted by MICA. We need to be equally honest, though, about the need for us to pay for it. I put it to you that you are not recognising those choices in the budget proposals that you're being brought forward, and I put it to you that that's the reason why your alternative budget is no longer available.
First of all, our alternative budget, you'll find it online, Minister, but don't deflect from the reality. Don't deflect from the real issue, like you did in terms of abandoning those who are seeing massive increases in market interest earlier on in my comments, or indeed the victims of the scandal, people who came to this House, who I know, people who I've sat inside their homes. I've seen the cracks in the walls. I've seen the water running down into open plugs and sockets. I know that they feel abandoned by this government. But worse so, what they feel now is that this government is now going to make it harder for them to rebuild their own homes. Not Sinn Féin, but the Society of Chartered Surveyors said €1,200 is going to be the price tag in an ordinary home, given what you're planning. The CIF has told us that this is wrong. Barra Rowntree from the ESRI has said that this is the wrong decision. This isn't just Sinn Féin. You can talk about honesty and dishonesty all you want. Listen to the experts. They're telling you the wrong thing. Now, you say, what are the alternatives? I put it to you, and I will put it to you when we deal with the finance bill later on. You should not be cutting, as you did last year, the levy in terms of banks. You have cut it by nearly €80 million, which is twice as much that you would get from actually charging homeowners to rebuild their own homes.
So I did Google your alternative budget on the way here, and what came up was your alternative health budget. I did. Now, maybe in the time between me doing that and these PQs, all your colleagues in the Balkans will be changing all of that. But it wasn't available this morning, and it's not available on your website. And the reason why I do this is I go back to the core point. The core point, of course, I want to make money available to help all the poor families that have been affected by MICA, and I have met them, though I accept not as many as you. Of course I want to make money available to help those who are affected by rising rents and the rising costs of living. But Deputy, the money has to come from somewhere. The money has to be available. And if you are making the case for leading a government, if you're making the case for being responsible for our public finances, you need to explain where the money's coming from. Because if you don't, Minister, you're a source of risk. If you don't, you run the risk of inflicting onto this economy, onto our jobs, the kind of risk, the kind of danger we've seen elsewhere. And I'll keep on coming back to it. Where is your budget? Where has it gone?